If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Today's episode is an offering of gratitude, an offering of remembrance, an offering of space. We gather today to honor Juliet Robertson, a teacher, author, thinker, and quiet leader whose work has shaped how so many of us understand children, outdoor learning, and the natural world. Juliet's influence did not come from loud declarations or rigid frameworks. It came from noticing, from listening, from trusting. She trusted children to show us what learning looks like when it's alive. She trusted educators to step into uncertainty. She trusted nature, messy, unpredictable, ever-changing, as a worthy teacher. Her work reminds me of loose parts themselves, ideas offered without instructions, concepts meant to be handled, rearranged, tested, and returned to again and again. Juliet's words were never meant to be followed blindly. They were meant to be lived with. Juliet Robertson had an incredible impact on our field. She helped shift the story we tell about outdoor learning. For decades, education has leaned towards control, fixed outcomes, tidy spaces, predictable results. Juliet gently challenged that narrative, and I want to expand on that word gently. She asked, what if learning doesn't need to look neat to be meaningful? What if children don't need constant direction to grow? What if uncertainty is not a problem, but a place of possibility? Through her writing and practice, she elevated loose parts as a philosophy, not a strategy. Loose parts are materials without a script. They invite children to decide, to negotiate, to imagine, to persist. But more than that, loose parts reflect a belief system. They say children are capable. Children are creative. Children deserve trust. Juliet helped us educators see that when we offer open-ended materials, we are not giving up control. We are choosing relationship. Relationship with children, relationship with place, relationship with learning that emerges rather than the learning we plan. Her impact continues to ripple through outdoor classrooms, forest schools, and nature-based programs across the world. I remember the first time I got her book, Dirty Teaching, and then I moved on to Messy Maths, and just, I had never seen anything like it. The use of loose parts to teach mathematics in every shape or form. You would walk out the door and you can see her lens, the way she looked at the world was so different and so creative. But what I also absolutely admired and loved about Juliet Robertson is her quiet leadership. Being in her presence was absolutely an honor for me. So when Juliet joined me as a guest on the Outdoor Classrooms podcast, it was episode 36, so it was early on. It felt like being invited to a shared wondering. There was no performance. There was no urgency to say the right thing. She spoke slowly, thoughtfully, as if laying out ideas the way children lay out loose parts, intentionally, but without a fixed plan. There were moments of silence, moments where she reflected out loud, moments where the learning lived in the pauses rather than the answer. That, to me, was one of the greatest teachings. It was such an honor to be in her presence. But at the same time, I ended up feeling like I was one of her really good friends. She modeled what it looks like to trust the process, to let meaning emerge rather than to force it. Being in her presence, even virtually, just felt grounding. It reminded me that teaching does not require certainty, that leadership does not require dominance, that wisdom often sounds like curiosity. If you return to that episode, listen to how she invites you in rather than instructs you. Again, that episode felt like such, like we were sitting and having tea across the pond. It was amazing. She also had incredible personal connection and these open journals. So our connection extended beyond that conversation, beyond that podcast episode. We exchanged our card decks. I have my card deck, the Seeds of Inspiration. She had a card deck as well that she sent. So we exchanged those. They were simple, open-ended tools for reflection. They weren't answers. They were just prompts. That exchange felt so symbolic of Juliet's way of being in the world. She didn't have to do that, but she offered possibilities, not prescriptions. Later, as Juliet shared her journey through open-ended journal entries, she continued teaching in the most human way possible. It was incredible to witness. Her writing was honest. It was unfinished, and it was brave. During this time, when she was diagnosed, she became a poet. So like loose parts, her journal entries were fragments, moments of thoughts offered without polish or expectation. But yet, she set this example that yes, she was still learning, although she was in this predicament and its diagnosis, she was still learning. And she also allowed us to witness her vulnerability. And in doing so, she reminded us that reflection is a form of learning, that uncertainty can be shared, that teaching does not end when circumstances change. Following her words during that time felt like being entrusted with something sacred. It deepened my understanding of her, not just as an author or leader, but as a person living her values until the very end. Juliet's work now lives on in us. The questions we ask, the materials we offer, the moments we choose to step back, perhaps carrying her legacy forward, looks like allowing children to return to the same loose parts again and again, valuing process over product, letting learning remain unfinished, trusting that depth comes from time, not speed. Loose parts remind us that learning is dynamic, that ideas shift, that meanings change, that growth is rarely linear. Juliet trusted children with that truth, and she trusted educators to be brave enough to do the same. I remember many, 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 even YouTube videos that she had. There's one in particular that I I really loved and love. It was talking about rain and the importance of going outside with children in the rain. And she interviewed many, many children. She interviewed many teachers. She went to different programs, really showcasing the essence of being outside in the rain and all the different things that you can do. I continue to have her voice in the back of my mind saying that children need to experience the seasons. They can't just go outside when it's warm and nice and breezy and sunny. They need to go outside during the rain and during the snow when all the seasons change and all the learning that comes with that. So I recommend checking all of her resources out. It's incredible. I will have all that information in the show notes. In closing, Juliet Robertson showed us that when we loosen our grip, learning expands. That wonder thrives in wild places. That children deserve our trust. And that educators deserve permission to teach differently, to teach outdoors, to teach in all the seasons, to create these outdoor classrooms so children can have access to them. Her legacy lives in muddy boots, in weather-worn materials, in classrooms that feel a little wilder and a lot more alive. Thank you, Juliet, for your generosity, your courage, and the way of seeing. May we continue to teach with curiosity, lead with humility, and trust deeply. As you step away from this episode, you might sit with one or two of these questions. What loose parts, physical or metaphorical, are present in your learning environment right now? Where might you loosen your grip and allow learning to unfold more freely? What unfinished learning are you being invited to trust? How will you carry Juliet's legacy in your own practice in 2026? In closing, I have a quote for you from Juliet Robertson, inspired by the life and the work, her work. Learning is not something we control. It is something that we make space for. Thank you, Juliet Robertson. You will live on in my heart and our hearts. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you into something truly special, something designed to support you through the winter months and set the tone for an inspired, intentional new year. Our Exploring Nature in Winter Masterclass opens January 2nd and we'll kick things off with a live call on January 8th. This masterclass is part of our seasonal masterclass bundle and is woven right into the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. So whether you're just starting your journey or deepening your practice, you'll be learning alongside a vibrant and supportive community. Winter can be one of the most challenging seasons for outdoor teaching, but it can also become one of the most magical, and that's what we've discovered with this course. Inside this masterclass, you'll gain tools, strategies, inspirations, and be with a community of educators who understand exactly what you're facing. Together, we'll explore how to embrace the beauty, curiosity, and possibilities of the cold weather season. I honestly can't think of a better way to start the new year than by stepping into this learning experience. With guidance, encouragement, and a circle of people cheering you on, if you're ready to begin the new year with clarity, creativity, and confidence outdoors, come join us. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Talk to you soon.